Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Oh boy, Brad. Man, so we're back now after an unfortunate surprise, 3-week hiatus? Whoopsie daisy.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. We are still here. We're still trying to figure out how this whole podcasting thing works again, but
yeah, maybe after we've been doing it for almost 9 years, we'll get it.
But legitimately, I was sitting here thinking, okay, I got to reopen this app, start record. Like, it's amazing how quickly you can get out of the swing of things. But oh man, I'm glad to be back in the swing of things. And it's a good thing we didn't pick it's a good thing we picked a real slow time to take a break when nothing was going on.
Yeah. So one thing that happened quite a while ago, 2 weeks ago almost, Disney announced that Behind the Seeds, Dive Quest, and Dolphin in Depth tours at Epcot were coming back, which if you know me, you know that I love Living with the Land, and I have been very anxiously awaiting this announcement because I would love nothing more than to get to do Behind the Seeds while we're there. So starting on August 22nd, which was as of recording a week ago, you can purchase tickets for those tours 60 days out from your stay. I think this is really great. I've never done a tour before at Disney World, so I'm really excited to see, you know, even what it's like to just go on a guided tour of an attraction I really truly love.
So have you already set your alarm for whatever time the, because you have to call for these, which is so weird, you know?
You do?
You have to call.
There's a web
to make those.
No, not for Behind the Seeds.
Is there not?
For Behind the Seeds, at least. Okay. I haven't looked at Dive Quest, but there is a check availability button.
Oh, good, good. Because there were some of these that were call only.
Yeah, no. So I can go in here and I can book up until October 28th. But if I do choose October 28th, number of guests, ages 3+. So if you got a baby, they're free. But if they're above 3... But yeah, you can purchase these online, $35 each.
Okay,
for
good,
Behind the Seeds.
Good. Yeah, oof. I
don't want to be talking on the phone, bro.
Right? Who died? Why would I call on the phone? I want desperately to do this, but even once I saw this news, my thought was, okay, our next trip to Disney is going to be just the four of us, and as excited as I would be to do the Behind the Seeds tour, I just can't see it being great for a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Dude, what you should do is do Dive Quest and then your kids, just you, and let your kiddos see you like scuba diving. They would think that was so cool.
Yeah, except then I'd have to scuba dive, and I don't know that I would be a fan of that. Like, also, I think maybe do you have to be certified to do that?
Oh, certification, shmertification. It's just paper.
Right.
Whatever.
I mean, there is a place in town that could do that, you know, and I probably do have time, but no, I don't think I'm going to be taking part, but yes, I was excited to see this back and excited that you're going to get a chance to go and do it at least.
Dive Quest is $220 per person. Holy cow. Tax not included.
I just came up with another reason that I won't be doing Dive Quest.
Goodness. Yeah, not allowed behind, friends or family, not allowed behind the scenes for this tour, but they can watch you. And number one, no friends or family behind the scenes for this tour. That's the first rule. The second rule is you do have to be scuba certified. So, yeah, all diving equipment is provided.
There's a couple of things that would limit me. Here's my plan, okay? I'm just going to call and find out when there's not availability, which will indicate that somebody else is doing it, and then I will disappear on my family and be like, all right, guys, I'm going to go do the dive. Y'all go look in the window and be sure to watch me, and then I'm just going to cross my fingers that the other person's family is not close enough that my family realizes the switcheroo I pulled on them.
Well, the fourth
rule... Daddy was totally under the water.
The fourth rule is the coup de grace for you, because it does say that a bathing suit is required to enter the water, so...
Oh my gosh, that's
skinny dipping or nothing. So
we both know that there's a reason they had to put that rule in there, right?
Yep.
Like there was a time when that rule wasn't there, and somebody called them on it and said, "Well, technically, it doesn't say
I can't."
Oh man. Well, yeah, no, I definitely don't have money for that because I have already. So the other day, Disney fooled me. Congratulations, Disney. So we're going to go in September to the parks. And, you know, we have haircut appointments scheduled for Sunday. And I was just randomly looking at the website and I noticed that the park reservations showed that there was an unavailable day during our trip. Like, it didn't show full availability throughout our trip, right? The entire rest of the month of September, wide open, except for the Monday when we will be at the parks, right? And I went and looked at it, and it said Magic Kingdom was unavailable. And so suddenly I freaked out and said, well, oh no, that's Monday. If it happens to be Sunday, then I will have haircut appointments and no way to get to the haircut appointments. So I quickly went and bought my tickets, at which point, like the next day, it's now showing full availability.
Oh boy.
So now there's like the, you know, that little paranoid part of me that goes, Disney knows what days I was looking at. And they're like, well, he hasn't bought tickets yet. So maybe we'll give him a little nudge. Now, I think the much more likely case is Disney's website has severe issues, as we've discussed many, yeah, many times. And so it just had a glitch that wasn't showing availability at
that time.
That's
what I was going to say is you are really giving Disney World's website way too much credit because I doubt they have the infrastructure to show you something different than anybody else.
They definitely have the infrastructure to show me something else other than everybody else. The issue is that I was assuming they were doing it on purpose, right?
Yeah.
Instead of it just being a random glitch. But anyway, so I did buy my park tickets, and I wanted to mention that in the past I've always, you know, talked about how I just buy my tickets through Undercover Tourist, right?
Mm-hmm.
This time I was like, well, is there any way to get any cheaper? Because guess what, everybody, instead of getting two tickets, you're getting three tickets, and you know, your 3 year old who will then, to be fair, will be 4 years old. But when your 4 year old is basically the exact same price as another adult.
Yeah. What do you get? $15 off.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember what the exact number was, but it was ludicrous. It was like, I'd almost rather pay the full price.
Yeah.
Like, other than that slap in the face.
Just make it a three plus ticket the way that Behind the Seeds is. Like,
exactly. Yeah. This is the price. Just deal with it instead of, oh, but don't worry, we're giving you a discount. You know, I honestly, there's part of me that wants to be like, well, you know what? You said that she can't ride this because she's too short, but she paid for the ticket. So dadgummit, let her on. You know, I could be that kind of guest. But
do you know how much I paid for this vacation?
Right. Exactly. Anyway, so I was looking at that and I figured out that there is actually a cheaper way than Undercover Tourist. And Jeremy, it is a way that you would prefer. And that is to buy the tickets from Disney, but to do it with the 5% red card hack, essentially. You know, the one where you buy your gift cards from Target and you get 5% off because you did red card. Because when I did the math, I was like, oh, Undercover Tourist, when they say that you're saving $70 or $80, that's off of the gate price, not off of the pre-purchase price, which now, to be fair, you will still save money off of the pre-purchase price, but the numbers get close enough that it was even cheaper to do that. Though then you just have to, you know, realize I did make the mistake and had the heart in my throat moment where I had bought $1,500 worth of gift cards from Target and I went to go join them together, realized that you could only join a max of $1,000 on a gift card, and the Disney website would only take one gift card per transaction. And so, you know, I was like, oh no, well, how am I going to do this? I don't want to have all this extra, you know, I was trying not to pay out of pocket for this and everything. And then suddenly it clicked that, oh wait, you don't have to buy every ticket on the same transaction. So if you happen to find yourself in that same spot, there is an easy way around it. But yes, The gift cards are cheaper. Of course, there are, you know, other ways to do that. You could do the quadruple points for a fuel bonus at grocery stores. You know, there's all sorts of systems you can work, but I would recommend just going that way, because then also you're buying the tickets directly through Disney, which again, I no question about Undercover Tourist, but it is nice to like not have to get a number that you then go put in somewhere else on Disney's site to get it activated. Instead, you just say, this is the person that I'm buying this ticket for, and immediately that ticket is, you know, attached to them.
Man, I miss Kroger. We don't have Kroger where I live now, and I miss the, like, quadruple fuel point. Like, just go in there and blow out the gift cards and everything when you can get all these, you know, crazy deals and stuff. Like, I miss being able to do that.
Yeah, when you start doing the math, you're like, oh wait, this comes out pretty darn good.
Yeah, you can get like a free meal out of it,
right?
For everybody.
Exactly. So, yeah, I will probably still be doing that, because you know that whole $1,500 worth of gift cards only paid for our tickets. It's not paying for any of the food or other things that we're going to be spending money on.
Did you get hassled by the cashier? About where you?
Oh no, no!
Were you
I did it all online.
Oh, okay. Are you buying these gift cards for the IRS?
Right. Yeah. Did somebody? Man, I did. I feel kind of bad about that. I saw an article the other day about someone. You know, they were talking about travel scams, and one of the travel scams being if you're looking for something and the owner of the house, you know, like say it's an Airbnb or something, and they want you to pay in gift cards. To be questioning that, or if they want you to pay via Venmo or Zelle. And I'm like, yeah, that should raise all sorts of red flags when they're asking you to pay in a non-trackable, you know, method, and people are spending like over $1,000 and just nothing to come back. But no, I was not, you know, I did have to get one of my children. I still don't quite understand how my 4-year-old ended up in jail. But as soon as I sent that Best Buy gift card, they told me they would get it all cleared up.
Oh, good.
And it would be like it never happened. And in fact, it was so great that by the time I went to go pick them up from school, the teachers even pretended like it hadn't happened.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, yeah, it was great. It was great how smoothly they handled that, and all for the cost of a $250 Best Buy gift card. Best money you could have spent. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just paid my taxes for last year in Google Play cards.
Oh, see?
The IRS is great.
Yeah. So the moral of the story is don't do that, but do buy your Disney your Disney tickets that way, even if you're staying off property like me. And of course, if you're staying on property, pay for everything that you possibly can with gift cards.
Yeah.
Like that's where the, you know, benefits are. Short of, you know, I know sometimes you can get a 5% back from your, you know, credit card. Man, this is turning into a how to save money game the system podcast, and I'm not trying to turn it into that. But yeah, anyway, I bought them using gift cards. I saved some money, and I was happy with it. And I found a way that I thought, you know what, Jeremy would even approve of this idea, and I might be able to convince him to even do it.
I do approve. I do the same thing, except I don't have a Target Red card.
Get a Target Red card, man. Got to get that 5%.
So another thing that happened recently... They are now testing, or they were testing, Tron Light Cycle Run with actual human beings on board. And so they've been running the ride vehicles around the track for a while. But now they're testing with, I assume, Imagineers riding. And this just further increases my hope that it'll be available on December 1st. So we leave on the 4th, December 4th is our last day. We don't have a park reservation for that day. We do have a reservation for December 2nd right now. And that's the only Magic Kingdom reservation we have. What I am trying so desperately to avoid is to book the Magic Kingdom right now for December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, all in a row just in case, because... If it does open December 1st and I don't get it, then I'll want to have a reservation for the 2nd. But if I do, then I've got all these other two Magic Kingdom days that I can't do anything with. So I'm trying not to like blow up my whole park reservation plan in advance, but I because I know as soon as they announce the date, the park reservations for Magic Kingdom are going to disappear for weeks. So,
oh, 100%.
I'm torn. I have one now. I have one day, December 2nd, in Magic Kingdom. And it's mine. But I'm like, man, do I need another one? Because they're also probably... I don't know if I'll be able to park hop to Magic Kingdom, I guess. Because
well,
if it's
and
a
even
capacity,
if you,
you
even
can't
if
park
you
hop
can
there.
Park hop, you know, it's very likely going to be in virtual queue. And so park hopping is not gonna help
Doesn't
you for
matter.
That.
Yeah.
So honestly, if it were me, I would say based on everything that we've seen for right now, I would go in tonight and I would book the first, second, and third all as Magic Kingdom days. Because here's the thing. I 100% believe that you're gonna have a lot more information. You're gonna know exactly what you need to do on when the D23 Expo happens, which will still leave you plenty of time to, you know, rework all of your park reservations once you have
that.
That because
true.
I feel like the most sucky thing would be, you know, if they announced, hey, we're going to, and I have no clue why they would do this, but it would be your luck that they'd say, hey, we're going to do this on December 3rd.
Yeah.
And that would be the day after you had a park reservation. And like you said, you know, you would be scrambling to try to get that. I mean, technically the 3rd is a Saturday. And also what I would do is I would make sure that I was watching during D23 for as soon as that information drops for if they for some reason said December 4th, because then I would, you know, drop my December 1st reservation and flip to the 4th or set. You know, I would drop a reservation and flip it immediately.
So let's say...
Because you could probably still get in.
Let's say I do that. And so let's play out this hypothetical scenario. So I go in and do that. I book the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. If they say it opens the 1st, do I keep all three of those?
I kind of think, if it were me, because you've got park hoppers for this one, right?
Yes.
I kind of think yes. And I hate saying that because you're going to have so much extra time at Magic Kingdom.
Right.
But at the same time, like, do you want to go to the parks and have this brand new attraction be there and not be able to ride it and then have that like be the one thing that is unchecked off of your list when it's all said and done?
Yeah, I know, because Rise opened the last day of our last trip and it was so stressful. It was so stressful.
Here I guess is the other question. Do you think that you could do everything that you really, really want to do at the other parks, getting at the other parks at 2 p.m.?
Well, and
like you would not being able to do everything, admittedly, but doing the stuff you really want to do.
And that will be at the tail end of a 10-day trip.
Right.
So, you know, maybe we would have had time to do other things. Yeah, I don't know. Because if they don't, if they don't announce it's opening December 1st, then nothing changes and I can just move my reservations back to what they were.
Right. And I wouldn't change any dining reservations or anything like that. It would strictly be park reservations.
Yeah. And I can't make dining reservations yet anyway, so I don't have
them. Okay, yeah. That's true. Sorry. I'm not thinking that far out. Yeah,
this is just so frustrating.
I would have them ready because you don't know. I mean, I feel like I've heard rumor that it could actually be November, which
yeah.
I think would be best for you because if it happens sometime in November, like the newness will have a little bit of time to die down for you.
What I have heard is the ideal scenario is it's open for Thanksgiving. The more realistic scenario is that it's open December 1st in time for holiday, because that's what they truly want, is for that to be open holiday 2022.
Because they got to get the Tron Light Cycle Run holiday overlay you know, up and running in time. basically, they're just going to strap some cardboard sleighs on the side, you know, on the back car, and every car in front is just going to be cardboard reindeer. And so then Santa's sleigh will be flying along through the digital world to deliver all the Amazon packages in this new partnership between Disney and Amazon coming soon, holiday 2022.
How can they afford not
to? I know, right? I've already figured it out for them. So you're welcome on that, Disney. Now, I would make sure to do that because, yeah, this does look like it's close, though. I don't know, dude. I also thought, now, I have since heard that, or you know, heard, I've since seen that there's a lot more testing with humans going on. But the random picture that Blog Mickey has that you sent me of these four dudes riding this roller coaster.
All
it's just so amusing to me.
There are four men riding, and every single one of them is riding this attraction in a different position. There's like a dude that's literally laying down over the front of the motorcycle, like over the handlebars.
Who honestly looks kind of bored to be there,
yeah,
right?
Who is not holding on to anything. He's just sitting there. And then the other three guys are all riding slightly differently. One guy's got the restraint way too far up, for me anyway. It looks dangerous, but... and then the other two guys are riding more normally, but still different from each other. And it cracks me up that, like, yeah, these guys are working. Like, yeah, they're getting to ride a roller coaster, and yeah, they're probably having fun. But at the same time, like, they're working. This is them. They can't just enjoy it. They have to pay attention to how the turns feel and the feel of the rail under all the, you know, wheels or whatever. And I don't know. Especially the dude that looks bored, like you were saying. I mean, it just puts it into reality that, like, this is their job and they're working right now, riding this attraction that everybody wants to ride.
I will say that the one guy in the, you know, in the front does look like he's having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but I also noticed that if you actually go to the Blog Mickey article about this, there is another picture with a group of three on the front of this set of light cycles. And, you know, you've got one, the guy who's in the very front, it's kind of making me wonder because there are two guys on this that have essentially goggles of one sort or another on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the one guy in the front, the way that his eyes are, like, you can tell he's kind of got them clenched a little bit against the wind. It makes me wonder if maybe I want to, you know, I guess I have glasses, so I've got a benefit there, but I'm like, would I want to invest in goggles before I gotta get on this thing? Because he doesn't look like he's having the best time in the wind. But meanwhile, the one guy in blue in the back, he looks like he's having a good time. He looks like he is actually enjoying himself, and I appreciate that, because I, you know, you want to see people enjoying themselves on this attraction.
Sure.
But yeah, I'm excited to see to see the tester running. And yeah, I think you should not have an issue. I don't think I'm going to get to ride. Basically nobody is saying that's going to happen. Come on, Disney, prove them all wrong. Let me ride in September. But it's, man, I trust that you're going to get that first ride out of the way. Meanwhile, I'll just have another reason to go back again.
Hey, did you want me to cancel or modify your park reservations? Because apparently I can do that.
If you cancel or modify mine, I will cancel or modify yours. Hey, folks, remember, if you have a friend that you've marked as a friend in the Disney Parks app, they can modify your park. I noticed
apparently
that the other day when I was setting ours up.
Yeah. So
I was like, this could be a fun little trick for Jeremy.
Yeah, I guess I'll probably go in and I've got DHS on the first, Magic Kingdom on the second, Epcot on the third, but I'll probably go in and change that to Magic Kingdom.
You're just gonna have Magic Kingdom, and Magic Kingdom
at least until D23.
Yep, and then probably let's be totally honest. Even after D23, that's probably what you're gonna have, man. Because I mean, you remember what it was like with Cosmic Rewind when it first opened.
Yeah,
like how hard it was to get a spot in the virtual queue, and even the individual lightning lane, which, what do you, okay, here's something we can talk about, because this will be coming out, you know, not for a while, but I think now's as good a time as any. What is the individual Lightning Lane going to cost for this attraction?
The max.
But whatever. What is the max, Jeremy? Well, because you told me, you used to tell me the max was $15. Now it's $17 for Cosmic Rewind.
$19.
That's, you think so? Bet, you think they're going to go up $2 more?
Yep. I don't think they'll go to 20 because of the
because that two, right?
Psychology of, yeah, it's starting with a two, but I think $19 is fair, or not fair. God, no, it's not
you think $19 is fair to say that's what they're going to charge?
I think that would be a reasonable assumption based on the the hype.
Yes. I kind of wonder, because there's definitely part of me that says that. There's another part of me that says they open at 17 and they stay there for about 2 weeks, and then they go to 19 based on the overwhelming demand for Lightning Lane and the upcoming holiday season, you know. So the market forces are just forcing them to go to 19 or something,
and save
that.
A little face that way.
Exactly. It's not because we want to do it. It's we have to do it, guys. We're being forced. Yeah. You know, they're shoving this money into our hands. We can't help ourselves, sort of a thing. But no, I definitely think 19 is probably, like you said, I don't think they can go all the way up to, they can go all the way up to 20. Gosh, I don't even know how to say that, because I was about to say I don't think they can. They definitely can. I don't think they would. I think that they would. I hope they don't. Is that where we're at right now?
Even Disney is, you know, if you go on their website, everything is $1 short of the next, you know, tens place. I just bought Memory and it was $169.
$169.
Like, it's not $170. It's $169. And so they play that.
So
game
you heard
too.
It. You heard it here first. The individual Lightning Lane on Tron will be $29, because at least it's not $30, and that's what Disney will tell you.
Oh yeah, you say that like that's a joke or
far-fetched. I know we both laugh at it and we're like, but maybe, guys, but maybe.
Well, I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Until then, have a magical day.